Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
I'm chatting with Ryan Falkenbacher, CEO of Clever. Ryan, AI in 2025. And I want to remind everyone that, of course, ChatGPT was at 3.0, only released just over 2 years ago. And then this last week, I was watching Jensen Huang, CEO of NVIDIA at CES, and listening to him talk. And he makes it sound, and he's probably right, I suspect, that we're barely even scratching the surface. And really, the 3.5 ChatGPT and 3.0 and even 4.0, which we used for recipes and imaging, is fun, but early days in what we're going to see in AI.
Yeah, it's been actually quite a dramatic shift. I mean, I still can't believe what's happened over the last sort of 12 to 24 months in this space. You know, I think our world is actually working with agentic technologies. And, you know, what we were dealing with chatbot technologies just 2 years ago, it almost seems crazy that we're operating with chatbots. They seem so weak and irritating and inefficient. And now this ability to actually work with technologies that feel so human-like, that their capabilities are just accelerating, and the potential of what we can do with them is just every month it's just expanding. That I think, you know, a lot of businesses are still trying to grapple with just the speed at which this is happening, but also trying to strategically think around, well, how do they actually leverage this in a way that's viable and safe, but they can keep up with the constant enhancements that they're seeing all around them. So we're in a very fast-moving space, for sure.
And it is that. I mean, it's almost a sense of, I mean, and I know from my personal experience of how I use the various different AR tools out there, it's kind of been experimental. It's kind of been some fun. Try things, didn't work, try something else. And now almost a case of, I don't know, rubber hitting the road. And we're going to start to really see real things happen at an alarming speed.
Absolutely. And I think part of it is because we're starting to combine various pieces of this brain and not just use it in a kind of generic way. We're starting to almost piece the different components and target different use cases. So for example, in contact center worlds, you know, where conversations are very structured, very rule-based, very regulated, having a random predictive model that just can answer inconsistently but have conversations with you is not going to work. They need very rigid ways of handling that. And so we're now adding these components to the brain that give us total control over these conversations and make sure they follow the rules, they stick to the guardrails. And so we can bring this human-like conversation, but it can still be very controlled for a contact center. And so suddenly we can now automate voice calls for these agents that are unbelievable. I mean, huge volumes, high complexity, and it's stuff that was almost totally unimaginable 18 months ago, as I said. And today, it's becoming very viable, very real, and highly effective. And I think those are the types of things that are happening. Is that we're starting to add these components to the brain to mitigate some of the risks and to really target specific use cases and not use it as a blunt instrument that just solves all problems. It's actually, we're becoming a little bit more sophisticated at applying these capabilities to the right use cases in the right way. And I think that's what's changing, is that we were almost initially just so blown away by its ability to understand language, by its ability to converse with us, give us almost human-like responses. But then we started to pick up the hallucinations, the problems with it. And now we're spending our time mitigating those risks and then finding ways to leverage the strengths, but offset the limitations. And I think that's what we're going to start seeing in 2025 is more applied versions of this, as opposed to it sitting in, you know, testing environments that we're almost seeing blue sky potential, but nothing actually lands into production. I think this year we're going to start getting more meaningful solutions that actually work in production. And I think that's going to be quite interesting.
But I take your point. I mean, if I phone my insurance because I need to, I don't know, update my vehicle or my house contents or something, I don't need an agent. I can actually totally use an agentic AI for doing that. If I want to, you know, sort of almost speak to a manager, then I can upgrade to a real world agent if I've got something that's perhaps more challenging. But a lot of the grunt work really can be taken off people's plates.
So, I mean, and you used the word right in terms of upgrade. I think what we're starting to realize is to speak to a human is an upgrade. We need to give human agents the conversation types where they can really add value. In the current models in many companies, we're using human agents really as replication engines. They are taught to replicate scripts. They have QA teams behind them checking that they followed every process and they replicated the formula correctly, and then they get in trouble if they don't. And so they really are, in a way, operating like robots. Mm. And what we are saying is, let's give those replication conversations to AI agents, and then let's rather upgrade the conversations where I need empathy, I need listening, I need to really have high-level complexity, yeah, analysis, nuance. Give that to the humans, because that is an upgrade, and then pay for that. So make sure that people who receive those calls and offer that customer service are paid for that, as opposed to viewed as a low-cost resource. I think human agents are going to become higher value simply because they will add more value. And when I want to be upgraded to that conversation, I'm willing to really pay for that.
And you mentioned hallucinations a moment ago. I mean, the risk over here, because these are not, if I phone my insurer, this is not going to be a large language model. This is, as you said, it's agentic. It is niche and actually a very, very small language model to probably use totally the wrong words. But it's not going to necessarily make mistakes.
Spot on. So we can't make mistakes in regulated industries. And and so what we're actually doing in the brain is almost building very rigid guardrails for them, so that these agents are not given carte blanche to just have conversations randomly. They have to follow the rules like a human agent. They have to follow the processes. The difference is that they have the ability to bring in context and shift very quickly. But they are essentially replicating how human agents do it. They are just doing it at scale, so that we can now, you know, you can hit a contact center with 100 calls at one time, and these AI agents will handle that, as opposed to being suddenly put on a waiting queue because the human agents are scrambling to try and process all the calls. We can now have AI agents handling those spiking volumes, etc. But as soon as I say to that AI agent, listen, I would like to speak to a human, that needs to be immediately handed off to the human agent with context, so that the human can then start adding the value that we really want them to add. And I think, so it's the combination. We're not going to see human agents, you know, just being removed from the scene. I think we're going to see them being upgraded. Their roles are going to become more important. They're going to be higher value. And we're going to start seeing these AI agents handling the conversations. And again, I don't know if anyone really has had a wow digital voice experience yet in 2024. But watch out, in 2025, you're going to be finding yourself talking to AI agents in contact centers and actually finding it remarkably effective and human-like. And it will solve your problem. It will be able to talk to the systems, it'll be able to solve many of the call types that you are needing help with, and you'll be very happy and comfortable working with AI agents. I historically was not one of those people. I found them very rigid, very limiting, and quite irritating, actually. I think what you're going to start experiencing is a lot better customer experience and engagement with these AI agents, just because of their capability. Their capabilities have really enhanced over the last year.
Yeah, and they, for example, will know the entire rule book. And what I like your point there, no more waiting in queues for when you call a call center. Ryan Falkenberg, CEO of Clever, appreciate the time this evening.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.